I'm so hungry. Even in my human form, it's hard to find enough food to sustain myself. I guess it isn't just carnivores that struggle finding a meal. I guess it might be better once the moon comes out and I can get my sense of smell back. There's no way I'm trying to catch anything with this tiny girl body. Unless I set a trap. But I'm still not hungry enough to try and do that. Well, I really don't have anything more to do than just wait around and... What's that I smell? It smells like meat. I don't need a wolf's nose to be able to pick out that smell. It's being cooked too. Which means there must be humans nearby. Wait. I see. Over there. There's smoke rising up from the trees. Must be a campsite. Oh gosh, I can barely control my wolf instincts to just rush right into the camp and devour anything I can find. It's alright. Control yourself. Let's think about this carefully. If I could, maybe go up to them before nightfall. In my human form, they might give me some food, right? Wouldn't they help a poor hungry girl out? I guess it's worth a shot. I just have to make it there before the moon comes up. Or I'll scare them away. Shouldn't be a problem. It looks like the camp is less than a kilometer away. Let us stop moving. Looks like a pretty small group. Two guys, one girl. One of the guys has his arm wrapped around the girl, so they must be a couple. The other guy, he doesn't look too happy to be there. Wonder why. Oh, I'm still not so good at reading human emotions. And what is it that they're cooking? It looks like... I don't even know. Nothing I've seen before. Humans and their weird inventions. Hey, how should I approach this? Even though the lonely guy seems kind of depressed. I don't know. I have a weird feeling that they would be more willing to help me. He seems like the kind of human that I would get along with. Maybe it's just my wolf companionship instincts talking. Whatever. I'm too hungry to keep wasting time thinking about all of this. If they don't give me any food, I'll just come back when they're sleeping and, read their stuff, I guess. Alright. Here goes nothing. Excuse me? Hi. I'm so sorry to bother you, but I just noticed that you were cooking something here in the campfire. And it smelled really good. I didn't really expect people to be camping this far into the woods. I see. So you wanted the real camping experience then, me? I'm not camping. I live here. I know you probably think that's weird, but I can tell you are all from a big city. But it's a simple little life out here. And I promise you I'm not weird. I just enjoy my solitude. You could say it's in my nature. But don't worry, I don't have a problem with you staying out here for a little while. It actually might be a nice change of pace. Me. Just please make sure not to litter, make too much noise, or use too much light. It really disrupts the ecosystem around here. Anyway, I was just wondering whether or not you could spare me some of whatever that strange meat is you're cooking. Out here, I only get meat straight from the source, so I'm a bit curious to try some man-made food products. Whatever that thing over the fire is. Hot dog? You're cooking dog meat? Oh, it's just a name. Okay. Thank goodness. Oh, really? I can have some? Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind of you. If you want, I can provide you with some information on the local wildlife, including all edible types of plants and huntable types of animals as payment, if you like. Are you not interested in that? You're not? Okay then. Well, thank you so much for the, hot dogs. Please remember to leave everything how you found it. Otherwise, I hope you all have a good time out here. Bye now. Yes, this should be enough food to last me for the next few days. I mean, it does look and smell kind of weird. But, hey, free food, right? Alright, time to head home. Those hot dogs were actually pretty good. I feel like they were missing something, though. Like, they weren't meant to be eaten alone. Well, they were good enough, I guess. I'm just glad I got out of here before night came and I transformed. It would have been pretty bad if they found out I'm a... Someone outside my cabin? It's the guy from the campsite earlier. What's he doing here? Looks like he's lost. Poor thing. I forget how helpless city humans are outside of their familiar streets and alleys. Mm. Mm. Ugh, I wonder if I should help him. But if I go out, he'll see me in my wolf form. Maybe I can just talk to him through the window. Okay. Hey, you out there. Don't freak out, it's me. The girl who you gave those dog things to earlier. This is my cabin. Are you lost? You lost your way when you got up to go to the bathroom? How'd he end up all the way out here if he was just going to the bathroom? Oh well, your campsite should be back southeast, the way you came. What? Oh, right. City humans have no sense of direction. Silly me. No, sorry, I can't walk you back because I have my nightgown on. And you know, I wouldn't want to get it all dirty and all that. No. Sorry, but you can't come in. And just stay for the night. Please, just go back. Hey, what are you doing? No. Oh. Oh, crap. I just knocked him out. I panicked. I didn't want him to see me. No, what do I do now? I can't just leave him out here in the open, can I? No way. I have to take care of him. Poor thing was probably scared to walk out the woods alone, but I just couldn't help him. I felt awful. Helping him is the least I could do. But, I also have to be realistic. I don't know how he'd react to my wolf form. So, I just have to tie him up. For safety. Please forgive me for this. I'll remove all the restraints when I know you can be trusted. Alright, now we go. He's waking up already? Hello? Whoa. Don't freak out. I'm still the same girl from before. Even though I'm bigger and a little hairier. And I have ears and a tail. I promise it's just me. Look. Look into my eyes. They'll tell you that I'm not lying. Do you trust me? Oh, I'm a werewolf. That's why I didn't want to reveal that to you and the other campers because, well, it would just cause all sorts of unnecessary troubles. But it's the truth. Please, promise me that you won't tell anyone when you get back to human civilization. We could be hunted and displaced from our homes. People might think we're freaks who need to be exterminated. So, please, don't. Well. You complied quite easily to that. You what? You came here because you wanted to see me again? You mean you left your friends to find my cabin? To see me? Oh my. That's so very sweet. As I said, I've always been lonely, so knowing that someone would go through so much trouble to find me is... Wow. You're lonely too? Yes, I could tell. You seem jealous of the way your two friends were sharing a romantic relationship while you were by yourself. No. There's nothing wrong with being lonely. It's beneficial sometimes. You don't have to rely on anyone, but it does get painful sometimes too. Maybe no one can truly be alone forever. We're all just in need of someone. Even just one other person to fill that hole inside of us. Do I... What? Do I want to go back to the city with you? But... I'll never be able to go out at night. As suspicious as this may seem, I can just tell. Feel it inside of you. That you want to be with me. Forever. I want that too. That would be nice. So, let's stay right here. In my cabin. Just you and me. No. You can't go back to the city. Not when you've already been imprinted on by me. I've made my choice. I know you have a life back there, but you have a life here too now. A much better, simpler one. You'll come to love it out here, I promise. Okay? Hey. I'll keep you here as long as it takes to make you understand. It's alright. Just cuddle me for a while, I promise my fur is nice and warm.